This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday dedicated to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The three supercomputers, worth around 130 crore rupees, have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "This launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research." Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said, "They are the biggest foundation of India's success in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said, "This achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace." The Prime Minister said that India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Prime Minister said that the country's dream is to become self-reliant in the field of technology through scientific research. Mr. Modi asserted that India is committed to empowering the world and humankind with the help of technology and initiatives like Digital India, Startup India and ambitious projects like Gaganyaan have been launched for this purpose. Ahead of the assembly elections in Jharkhand, the Hemant Soren government has waived off agricultural loans worth 400 crore 66 lakh rupees for 76,977 farmers, transferring the amount through direct benefit transfer. On this occasion, Chief Minister Hemant Soren said that farmers are facing multiple challenges and agricultural activities are being affected by poverty. As a result, the government decided to waive agricultural loans of up to 2 lakh rupees. He noted that 80% of Jharkhand's population lives in rural areas and relies on farming for their livelihood. Despite being rich in minerals and forest resources, Jharkhand remains a backward state, he added. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar attended a productive IBSA Foreign Ministers meeting yesterday. Alongside his Brazilian counterpart, Mauro Vieira, and South African counterpart, Ronald Lamola, Dr. Jaishankar stated that IBSA nations actively participate in and shape global discourses on development, sustainable development goals, poverty eradication, multilateralism and South-South cooperation. He noted that the ministers shared convergent views on the need for reforms of the UN system and its Security Council. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that consultations should intensify as these debates become more urgent. IBSA, which stands for India, Brazil and South Africa, is a forum that brings together these three large democracies and economies. The government has blocked sites on the internet that are exposing the Aadhaar and PAN details of the citizens. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has identified some websites that were exposing sensitive personally identifiable information, including Aadhaar and PAN card details of the citizens. The Unique Identification Authority of India has lodged a complaint concerning for violation of the prohibition under Section 29(4) of the Aadhaar Act 2016 on public display of Aadhaar information. Further, the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team has shown some security flaws in the alleged websites. The concerned website owners have been guided on the actions to be taken at their end to make necessary changes and fix the sensitivities. The Reserve Bank of India has announced that in consultation with the Government of India, the limit for ways and means advances for the second half of the 2024-25 financial year will be 50,000 crore rupees, effective from October 2024 to March 2025. The National Investigation Agency has arrested a key accused in the United Liberation Front of Assam case related to the planting of improvised explosive devices across multiple locations in Assam. World Bank has expressed commitment towards supporting Sri Lanka's economic recovery and development. And that is the end of this news bulletin.